It's still one of the best jobs in the world. You know, I mean, I you know, if I get together with my cohort of colleagues from university or school, you know, many of them are doing incredibly well and perhaps earn more than me or have a bigger house than me or whatever it is. But the number of them who can say I love my job is relatively small. And I can say I love my job. You know, it's a very privileged position to be in, you know, as a journalist at my level, in that you don't have to shout at the television. You get to hold those people to account yourself. You know, you will do the interview, ask the questions that you want asked and that you think people at home want asked. You will get access to people's lives in a way that you never would. So that might be here in terms of illustrating a story about the NHS or about the care system. It might be abroad in a far-off place in a village in the middle of nowhere. But people invite you into their lives to illustrate their problems and to tell you about their problems. And they'll speak to you in a very intimate way. You know, so you get a very fast grip on that particular problem. You know, and you enjoy an intimacy with people's lives that you just wouldn't, you know, doing anything else. So I think it's, you know, in terms of your opportunity to see the world, experience the world, you know, try and understand other people's problems, hold people to account, it's a fantastically privileged thing to do, and so thoroughly worthwhile, you know, and I would recommend it to anyone.